Looking to get more results on LinkedIn? We'll tell you how to do it next on Brand On Broadcasting. Hey gang, Ross Brand for Livestream Universe. Welcome to a special multi-part edition of Brand On Broadcasting. We have Dan Roth joining us. Dan is the founder and leader of the Creator Mode LinkedIn group. He's got close to 45,000 followers on LinkedIn, has a newsletter with close to 20,000 followers, and he has been working in LinkedIn testing strategies and has a great feel for what people need to do strategically in order to make the most of the platform. As you know, this year, I put a special focus on LinkedIn. And so in this multi-part series, we're going to talk to Dan. Yes, our focus is on LinkedIn Live among all the different aspects of LinkedIn, but it all starts with your foundational content, your text posts, perhaps your image posts, and how you engage, how you show up on LinkedIn. That's what we get into here in part one with Dan Roth. Enjoy the conversation. Basically, a lot of people feel like, hey, I'm not getting out of LinkedIn what I feel that I'm putting into it in terms of what my content is worth. So you've thought about these things. You continue to have successful live events. What are some things that people can do who might feel like they're not gaining traction on LinkedIn to kind of re-energize their LinkedIn lives and maybe get more of an audience to show up, have more of a robust chat going on while they're live?
So great question. I want to start by giving a little bit of context. Back when LinkedIn first implemented live video on the platform, you actually had to sign up for it and you had to put in an application and then you wouldn't hear back and you had to follow up five or six times in and then set up with a third party streaming service. And only then did you have access to it. So there was a real sense of community in it because there were not that many people that were doing it. And that's one of the reasons it generated such large audiences. But at that time, you're also looking at 600 million users, which is still a large amount. Over time, LinkedIn has built, in November, it went over a billion subscribers, but less than 2% are content creators. Well, you can't tell me that a billion people only 1.5, 1.6% are content creators. That just means that they don't believe that producing content on the platform is paying off. And here's the thing. It's understandable because LinkedIn was seen as a business professional platform and everybody sort of looks at Facebook as being, oh, well, this is where I go to be social, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. They don't necessarily look at it. And it takes almost a shift in perspective and a learning curve to understand that that's not necessarily the case. So to get to your question, everything with LinkedIn is strategy, but it's not complex strategy. It's not strategy that you're not going to see on Instagram, or I'm going to be very frank, my work in 2024 is to get better at YouTube. So I'm going to assume it's not a whole lot different than YouTube. I don't have TikTok. So it's not all that complex. And a lot of what I do does have the point of repurposing content. But where I differ from other people is I'm a big believer in strategy, and everything starts with what are your main objectives? How are you going to show up? What is your audience? And then from there, where do you want to get to? And the reason I say that, and I'm going to start here and then I'll answer your question a little bit more directly, is because you have certain creators, you have certain personalities that are going to have 500,000 people following them. They don't talk to any of them. They don't know who they are. They just sit there and they make statements like, hi, the sky is blue. Well, as an audience, you're going to agree with that because the sky is blue, unless you're colorblind like me. And I have no idea what color the sky is. And that's going to, and that gains, or you're going to have those people that started off from the very get-go and created something popular and people follow them. Then you have people like me who have turned down 60,000 connection requests review every single person that comes in, ask questions when somebody sends a request, because I want to have an intentional audience. And what I'm getting at is intentional means engaged. Mm-hmm. And the more strategically you position yourself in building your network, the higher probability you're going to have of getting that feedback within the content of your post. It's going to have a higher visibility of somebody clicking the bell icon on your page and wanting to see what you go to. But then the second thing that's going to be really big for our content creator family out there is consistency. When I first got started, and I come from a journalism background, I started with articles because I'm a feature writer by trade. And when I did that, I was trying to see, well, where are the numbers? How does this go? When that didn't give me what I wanted, I went to picture posts. And then I went to text posts. And then I went to short form video posts. And then long form video posts. Because I really wanted to beta test and see how strategically the algorithm works, what it's going to pick up on. Right. What I found, to provide a little bit of insight, and then I'll pause because I'm doing a lot of talking and you're the Ross Brand.
You're here for your insights. So this is great. Just keep rolling with it.
I appreciate that. So what I found is that there's two elements of content creation. There's the element of consistency that's going to bring people and allow them to rely on you. So if I'm Ross Brand and I'm the greatest content creator, podcaster of all time, albeit in your own head.
maybe in yours.
I'm the one that calls you an icon and I mean it. Then I might say, okay, well, every Monday I'm going to do a post at the exact same time in the exact same format. So let's say it's at 8 a.m. text post, and you don't have to talk about the same thing, but it's in the same format. What that does is that builds consistency and people coming back to you to get that insight. Once that's built up, which does not take a short amount of time, then when people know that they're going to be expecting of you, they're also going to be checking out more of your work. So now you have supplemental, or what I would more eloquently refer to as personal content. So now you get to put out different items that you think are important that may be more personal to you. And because those people are already looking at you on a regular basis, that's going to gain more visibility there. And by and large, when you do that, you may get, let's say, 50,000 people every week looking at that post. Well, now the other supplemental, instead of doing, you know, 500 views per, now you're getting 5,000 views per, because people have kept their eyes on you. And then those people comment, and the goal is really to create that engagement where you don't even necessarily need to be involved. You're creating discussion in the comment section of your post. And this is really what keeps the algorithm going and fluid. And if you could do that, that opens up an entire world of possibilities on the LinkedIn platform.
That wraps it up for part one. We'll continue talking about how to leverage that anchor content and eventually how to move into having real success with LinkedIn Live as we continue this multi-part series with Dan Roth, all about LinkedIn. For Livestream Universe, I'm Ross Brand.